Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On a never-ending mission to cure ghosting forever.
Sounds like a commercial for a disease
in a world. It's Booker. Alex and Sarah is waiting by the phone. Alex, Sarah, say hi to Chelsea.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Good morning, Chelsea. Tell us how we can help you out.
So I went on a date with this guy named Matt, and he hasn't called me back, and I have no idea why.
You sound normal.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm pretty awesome.
So, based off her voice, you would give her a second date.
I mean, so far, so good.
Chelsea, let's do a quick little back study on the date. Nothing weird happened? There was nothing that made you go, I don't know, maybe he's not going to want to see me again?
No, not at all.
Well, you never know. It could be something simple, could be something a little bit more in depth, but if you're ready to hear the truth, we're going to call Matt and find out, okay?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Good luck.
Hi?
Is that how you answer the phone? That's weird. Hey, Matt, it's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Hey, what's up, man?
That was your phone ringing.
we're in Austin, and we have a question for you about a date that you went on with Chelsea. Is it okay if we talk to you on the radio?
Okay.
I've got Chelsea on the phone, and we just heard her tell us a story about going out with you, and everything went well, and then she said that you kind of ghosted her. So we're like, well, let's call him and see if we can't find out why.
And she sounds awesome.
Well, she is very fun. She's very fun.
Are you not attracted to her?
Oh no, she's very pretty. She's
okay.
Very, very, very pretty. It's just, you know, there was something about her, like something about her attitude that just kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
Okay, that's fair. But what is it about her attitude? Maybe you can. It would be very helpful if you can break that down so she understands what you mean by that. Chelsea, you want to say hi to Matt, by the way?
Hi, Matt.
There you go.
She did before he says something with her attitude.
It's just really, really early on, she asked me what I do. And I told her, you know, I'm a paralegal. I work really, really hard, and I'm never going to be rich, but I'm happy with where I'm at.
Good.
And she just came in and said she has never felt like she's had to work too hard. Like, the world just doesn't ask her to do that. And I'm just like, excuse me?
You know, what does that mean?
Really? I mean, she went on this whole diatribe about how good things are just always happening to her. Like, she always gets good tables. She never has to wait in line. She always gets paid really well without having to negotiate that much. Everything just sort of lines up if you have fun.
Was that bad?
Well, it weighs on me because I feel like you have to be stressed a little bit sometimes.
Do you?
I think so.
I understand. It's like you don't want to hear how great something is for someone when you're working so hard at something. Like, for instance, like when I see guys in their six packs, you know, they're all, this is natural. Like, this is.
No, it's not. But they say that.
No. And I'm looking at it like, really?
Yeah, it just sort of
sounds
feels like I was presented
you're
with like
jealous.
A six pack of life.
Wait, you're saying he's jealous, Chelsea?
I think he's jealous that good things are just happening for me. Like, it's the laws of attraction. If you have fun and you just breathe, like, everything will work out for you. And clearly, like, you're working so hard and everything, but, like, you're miserable and stressed out, so that's why nothing good is happening for you. You could have had a great relationship with me, but, like, clearly you're just attracting negativity to yourself.
I feel like that's what my yoga teacher said in class last week.
Because it's true.
Are good things happening to you because it's the universe showering blessings upon you, or is it because you're an attractive woman?
I mean, being attractive doesn't hurt, but, like, I put in effort to be attractive, so that's attracting good things to myself.
How do you argue that?
If your car breaks down in the desert, you're not going to be able to just like it enough to start working again.
Unless one of her Instagram followers pass by.
Could happen.
Why is that funny?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.